Debuting on the Carolina Together website, the new Student Community Standards report said UNC received 456 reports of violations to the guidelines from August 1st through October 31st. This period includes when many students returned to the Chapel Hill campus for in-person instruction before an outbreak of positive cases caused the semester to go remote. Of those referrals, 324 resulted in developmental action, like written warnings, education interventions, or restrictions to recreational resources. 60 cases were found to have no violation or insufficient information. UNC Chancellor for Student Affairs Amy Johnson says the data provides a comprehensive view of students' compliance with the university standards, which is inherent to students' enrollment status. While off-campus parties and gatherings garnered much attention during the buildup to in-person classes, she says it is clear students are, quote, overwhelmingly adhering to the community health standards.
What we know from the data and the contact tracing is the significant majority of our cases came from much more sort of intimate gatherings, students who lived in congregate housing in groups of 6 or 8 or 10, and one person became infected and it quickly spread.
In August, the spread of COVID-19 within residence hall communities led to several positive clusters being reported. Since then, the university has announced a plan for reduced student population, required testing procedures, and single room occupancy for residence halls to allow in-person instruction for the spring semester. While those plans address students living on campus, many students are still living off campus within the community. Testing of such students show the off-campus community still reports handfuls of positive tests each week. Executive Director of Off-Campus Student Life and Community Partnerships Aaron Bockenheimer keeps in touch with such students living in the community. He says conversations his office has reveal students are often exposed to COVID-19 during smaller, intimate gatherings, despite following the university's guidance when outside of their living space.
You know, I think our students are working very hard to do that, and we see, similar challenges with our students that we see in the broader community in terms of just remembering to do that and adhering to doing that, even in small gathering groups where you might feel a greater sense of safety and security. It's still important to understand that that's what really prevents spread, even in small gathering groups.
With this new quarterly report, Bockenheimer says he hopes all Carolina students will be able to get a visual representation of the accountability to following UNC standards. While most students in the Chapel Hill area do abide by public health guidelines, he says the report may be a positive reinforcement to those actions.
Students, and really anybody in the community, needs to perceive that there are going to be clear and consistent outcomes and accountability for failure to adhere to expectations. And that can be a very powerful prevention mechanism in the community. And so it doesn't mean they need to be severe. It means they need to be fair and consistent and clear.
Johnson agrees, saying the university's goal of educating students on the health risks instead of actively punishing them is key to ultimately protecting the community.
One of the things that we are so mindful of, having dealt with various public health issues in higher education over our careers in this period, is that you don't enforce your way out of a public health crisis. And so at the end of the day, I think this speaks to the fact that we are focusing our efforts on educating our community about why we have the community standards and why it's important to adhere to them and what the effects are.
Links to the full Student Community Standards report can be found on chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.